Unit 9, IT. Reading 1, HTML. Open up a web page in your browser and select the View Source option. Do you understand anything you're looking at? You are seeing HTML, the language of the Internet. You might have seen HTML before, maybe even at the end of a web address, .html. But it is useful to know what it means and how it works. HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language. Hypertext is text for electronic documents. Hypertext does not have fixed line length. It can be resized and linked to other documents and more. Markup means that HTML can add decorations to documents, like photos or sounds, as well as making them look different and act differently. Language means it is a computer language with its own syntax and grammar. HTML is not a programming language, though, so you cannot write computer programs, only documents. HTML separates the text for the reader from the instructions for the browser. All the browser commands are called tags and are placed inside angle brackets. The browser reads the tags and interprets them, allowing the web page to display correctly. For example, if I wanted to display the word web in bold font, I would tag it as open bracket strong close bracket web open bracket slash strong close bracket. Then the browser would display web. The first tag signals to begin using bold font. The second tag uses slash, which means end. HTML is not all you need to create a truly excellent website. Other tools like JavaScript and Flash add special effects, interactivity, and multimedia. Adding all these together makes the Internet the dynamic, immersive environment we know today. But HTML is the foundation of it all. Reading 2. Big Data. Harriet swipes her loyalty card for a 5% discount on a new skirt suit. The receipt prints out, along with a coupon for a hair salon. Why? A computer analyzed her purchase based on her shopping history and demographics like her age, gender, race, education, and income. This is one example of how big data gets used every day. Big data refers to the collection and analysis of information about the physical and digital lives of every person. You generate data with everything you do. Your Facebook updates, music playlists, search history, and GPS locations are all recorded by companies who buy, sell, and share this data with each other. The more data they acquire, the more accurately they can predict your behavior. Though marketing is the most common use of big data, that is only the tip of the iceberg. Sports teams find patterns to focus their training. Political campaigns can pinpoint the people most likely to donate. The spread of infectious diseases can be tracked. Intelligence agencies can identify potential safety risks. Big data presents never-before-seen challenges to privacy because everyone is spying on you all the time. You have little control over or knowledge of how your data is collected, used, or shared. Government agencies can demand all your data from companies, even without cause. Clearly, the real and potential benefits of big data are astounding, but we need ironclad rules protecting how our information is collected, anonymized, and used.